Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are now 13 days away. Count them. 13 days away from the start of training camp. And I was on Arrowhead Pride today, and I was reading a story. Should Chiefs fans be more worried about the offensive line? Spectre, this is a point you have been making to me behind the scenes for the last 2-3 weeks.
The skill position guys are set. The quarterback is set. But why are we not talking about the weaknesses that is this offensive line? Eric Fisher, number one overall pick, got paid by John Dorsey. John Dorsey gets fired. Not that good. Left guard, who is your left guard? Center, Mitch Morse never stays healthy. Is Laurent Duvernay-Tardif good enough to make what he's making? Probably not. Mitchell Schwartz is the given on that offensive line. But what makes us think, as Chiefs fans, that one, Kareem Hunt has a good enough offensive line to run behind, and two, this is a good enough pass-blocking offensive line that Patrick Mahomes is going to have the time to do what he needs to do? I think there's four question marks on the offensive line. Mitchell Schwartz is the only given going into 2018.
I was reading on Pro Football Focus, and I think they perfectly described the Chiefs' offensive line. I want to see if you guys agree or disagree. The Chiefs are the definition of a solid but unspectacular unit. Mitchell Schwartz is one of the best right tackles in the game, but pretty much everyone else on the line is right above average for their position. That gets the job done in today's NFL, where oftentimes a line is only as strong as its weakest unit. I think this is just a product of the modern-day NFL. It's a salary cap league. You've invested pretty heavily right now on the offense. You've spent money on Eric Fisher. You've spent money on Mitchell Schwartz. You've spent money on Travis Kelce. You've spent money on Sammy Watkins. Like, man, at some point, you're going to be deficient in some area. I think their offensive line is fine. I'm not calling them one of the best units in the NFL. I certainly think their offensive line is good enough to get the job done. And an offensive line, to me, more so than as good as its strongest or weakest link, it has to be what fruits do you bear? Last year, this offensive line helped give you a 4,000-yard passer and the leading rusher in the NFL. That has to be a tribute to the offensive line.
And nobody's going to get this line confused with the John Tate, Willie Rove, Brian Waters, Will Shields line, obviously. We got really spoiled for several years, and that led to a succession of running backs, if you think about it, that included Christian Okoye and Larry Johnson and Jamaal Charles and Priest Holmes, often because the Chiefs had a really good line. But at the same time, those years that I was talking about, they didn't have nearly the offensive arsenal that they have right now. So to the point that you were just making, man, you're not going to have a super-duper team in the NFL. Not all 22 of your starters are going to be elite. So I think that this is a good thing that we're talking about this, because on defense, yeah, there's a lot of holes, but there's still a lot of top-end talent. Last year you had Marcus Peters. He's gone, but you still have Eric Berry. You still have Justin Houston. You still have guys that I would expect two or three guys on that side of the ball to end up in the Pro Bowl. And on the offensive side, you guys know the names. We talk about them for hours every single day. They've probably got four or five Pro Bowlers just at the skill position set. So if you're going to have a weak link when it comes to your football team, I just as well assume it would be the offensive line, with a caveat, as long as it's not awful. If it was awful, then having Kareem Hunt would be wasted, or having Patrick Mahomes would be wasted because he'd be sacked all the time. We've seen that. Remember when David Carr, his older brother, first year with the Texans, he was sacked like 82 times and that ruined his career. As long as this line is average to a little bit above average, I don't think we'll be talking about it.
I just think it needs to be solid. Again, it is a salary cap league. Like, you are not going to be A-plus at every position.
Do you agree, Spec? I think it is solid. I don't think it's good. I think it's solid.
I think it's solid, too. I think my bigger—
I think it's fine. I mean, maybe we're just kind of parsing words here. I think the Chiefs' offensive line is adequate. Like, I don't think they're Seattle. Like, I think Seattle's offensive line stops them from being a team that can legitimately compete for the playoffs. I don't think that's the case, though, with the Chiefs. Like, their offensive line is good enough for you to get to where you want to go when it comes down to the other factors.
Fair enough, but it can also be the one hole in the ship that is this offense, which we all believe it can be. They lose Zach Fulton, who was a very serviceable and good backup. You now have Cameron Irving, who has been a bust. You have your seventh-round pick in Khalil McKenzie and a couple guys I've never heard of as backups for your starting five. I agree on paper that that unit of five is pretty good, but we do know that Parker Anger has never been healthy. Mitch Morse is, based on his history, due to miss four games. I think my bigger problem, aside from all that, is John Dorsey paid Eric Fisher and he paid LDT on the way out. And that was part of the reason John Dorsey got fired and why this team was in such bad cap hell. So, yeah, this is an adequate offensive line. They're getting paid to be better than adequate, though, and that's part of the issue.
I do understand this part of it, of what you're saying. I can't think of a position group on the team, maybe aside from wide receiver, where they have a, where they have invested the resources that they have invested at the position. They spent the number one overall pick on a left tackle.
On default. Right?
Yeah, agreed. But I'm just saying,
they did, but it was on default.
Agreed. But they also then agreed to pay said individual. So they spent the number one overall pick.
The guy who
then
got
they gave
fired
him a second
and
contract.
Had to pay Eric
agreed,
Fisher.
But I'm talking of the unit of a whole.
Okay.
They spent the number one overall pick and a second contract on a left tackle. They spent free agency dollars on a right tackle. They spent the second round draft pick on the center. They spent a second contract on a right guard in Larry Duvernay-Tardif. Like, the Chiefs have spent resources on the offensive line. Again, I am more of a believer because, I weigh 180 pounds. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I can break down offensive line play. Does your offensive line bear fruit? They bear fruit.
First of all, that's Dr. Duvernay-Tardif to you.
My bad.
As a guy that was on the Harmony Thunderbirds undefeated B-team offensive line, let me tell you a little something about it. It's a very important position, Carrington. However,
I like actually calling him Laurent Duvernay-Tardif,
to your
MD.
Point, Spec, about not having any depth on the offensive line, name me an offensive lineman in football that has a good backup right guard.
I can't, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Sure, but if you're going to, given the choice to have a great offensive line, not good, but a great one, like the Chiefs had back in the 90s, like let's say the Cowboys have right now, whoever you think is a team with the best offensive line, is that a quicker path to the playoffs, to winning the division, to getting to a Super Bowl, or having an average offensive line with a bunch of really good skill set players?
I think the NFL's... I don't think you can answer that question because every team is so inherently different.
Okay, then what Super Bowl team has ever won because they had a really good offensive line? None. So it's nice to have one, but as long as you're adequate.
I don't read Pro Football Focus NFL offensive lineman ratings. What were the Eagles last year?
Eagles had a good offensive
line. Good offensive line.
Yeah, but you don't win.
The Patriots were in the Super Bowl. They kept Tom Brady at 41 years old. Pretty upright through 2017.
As long as it's not awful, you're okay in the NFL.
I think we're all saying the same thing in slightly different ways. I think their offensive line is good. We'll see if it's good enough.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just don't think their offensive line is a hindrance. Again, I think Seattle's offensive line is a hindrance. I think that if Russell Wilson had the offensive line that Patrick Mahomes is going to have, I think Seattle would be one of the three best teams in the NFL, where I watch Russell Wilson every Sunday have to run for his life. I don't think that's going to be the case with the Chiefs. So I'm in this argument. I don't really think there's a side. I'm more on your side, Sports Machine. I think the Chiefs' offensive line is good enough that I don't really think it's worth talking about too much of things to worry about.
When the Royals were winning the World Series, we talked about a lot of different things, right? They were the best bullpen maybe in the history of the game. They were the best defense, at least in the history of the franchise. The lineup was pretty good. They're really good at base running. But, Speck, wouldn't you say the weak link to those teams was the starting pitching, was the rotation?
They had Johnny Cueto, so...
But the weak link compared to everything else. Because
I guess in comparison, yes.
Exactly.
But,
that's what we're doing.
You could argue that it was home run hitting and power.
But my point still rings true that even if you're a really talented team, a World Series or Super Bowl caliber team, and I don't want to say the Chiefs are there just yet, you're not going to be perfect. But as long as you've got a lot of top end talent, as long as you've got a lot of skill set players, which they do, then you should be okay with this type of an offensive line. They're not bad.
No, I do not.
It might not
Chiefs
be great, but they don't have to be
bad.
Great.
No, I don't think the Chiefs offensive line is bad.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.